We're doing brachos up the Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph from a Rambam Bar Bar Chana, about six lines from the bottom. Amar Rambam Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bayom Golan Kmin Sefer Umanichan Biyado Keneg Libo. By day, if a person is going to take his tefillin into the restroom with him, he should roll him up like a sefer and hold him in his hand opposite his heart, so he holds him under his garment. And this way he'll remember not to take them out when he is in the restroom, uvalayla, but at night you're not going to wear them again. So then, oselen kamin kistefach umenichan. You make him some kind of vessel, you put together, you fold over a kerchief or something, and that kerchief has to have an area, a hollow area of a tefach, and then you can place them over there. Amar Abaye lo shanu ela bekli shu kelyan. Aval bekli sheino kelyan afilu pachot mitefach. When does that vessel have to have a tefach? If it's going to be the vessel that you always house it in, if it's a kerchief that you always put your tefillin in. But if it's a vessel that is not designated specifically for tefillin, so then even if it has less than a tefach, that constitutes a vessel that you could put the tefillin in and put them on the floor. Amarma. Because technically, once something is its own designated vessel, so then it's almost batel. It's almost it almost loses any value next to the tefillin itself. Meaning, if this is what I always carry my tefillin in, when I put this down on the floor, it's almost like I put my tefillin down on the floor. If this is the vessel I always carry them in. So in order for it to be recognizable that my tefillin aren't on the floor, then this vessel which I always put them in has to at least have a space of a tefach that you recognize, no, this is something special, I'm not putting them directly on the floor. But if I take something that's not designated for tefillin, so then it's very obvious that when I'm putting the tefillin in that and I'm putting that on the floor, I'm doing something very clear to prevent the tefillin from being placed on the floor. Think about it, it's logical. You know, if this is the bag my tefillin are always in, so when I put the bag on the floor, it's almost like I put the tefillin on the floor, because the bag is where I put my tefillin. No, the kli, the vessel itself has to have a hollow area of a tefach. The idea is between the floor and the top of the vessel, there should be tefa.
And put the vessel more than tefa.
That's fine. It means a minimum of a tefa.
And what's the point?
The point is that it has a certain importance because it has that hollow area. If it's just a kerchief that you wrapped your tefillin directly with, so then it's basically a cover to the tefillin, but it's not a vessel. In order for the vessel to constitute a vessel of importance, and then it's considered as though I put the tefillin in the vessel and the vessel is on the floor, and not that I put the tefillin on the floor but I just wrapped them with something, so then the vessel has to be a vessel of importance. The minimum size for a vessel to be considered a vessel of importance is that it has a hollow area of one tefach. The height is one tefach. Correct. The inside cavity has to be a tefach high.
It has nothing to do with tefillin.
The tefillin are placed in that cavity,
yeah,
right.
Like, it's just the sum total of the cavity with the thing.
Correct.
And then, so if it's a vessel with a tefach of space in it, you could put it on the floor.
Then that vessel constitutes a vessel of enough importance that when I put the tefillin in that vessel and I place that vessel on the floor, it doesn't seem like I'm putting the tefillin on the floor, but it seems like I'm putting the tefillin in a vessel and I'm just putting the vessel on the floor. If it were less than that, then it doesn't constitute a vessel of importance.
So what is this kerchief that is a tefach?
I'm saying, so sometimes you might not have a vessel. What does it mean, oselem kimin kis? What does it mean, kimin kis? You make you're improvising.
Right.
You're taking something you have to make it into some kind of vessel. Well, what can you do that with? So I gave an example. You're taking a kerchief and you're going to tie it up in a way that the kerchief should constitute a vessel in which you're going to put your tefillin and put that down on the floor. You don't have a peg to hang it on. You don't have a shelf to put it on. Remember, when they put it on shelves, people would steal it or the mice would take it. So you need it next to you in the bathroom. Where are you going to have it? If you have it in your hand, then it might fall. If you have it in your hand, then it might get dirty. So we say, okay, you can't put it on the floor directly. That's not respectful to the tefillin. So what do? You take some kind of kerchief that you have with you. Take your turban or something. Tie it up in a way that it has a cavity that's at least a tefah high. And that constitutes an important vessel. Then when you put the tefillin in that and put that on the floor, then it's as though you didn't put the tefillin directly on the floor.
So there's a way to tie a blanket or something so that there's a tefah space in it?
Sure, why not? You'll bring me a bag later. I'll show you. We'll make believe it's a flat kerchief. We'll tie it up. Amal mazuto veitema ravashi. Teidal, prove it to you that this tefach constitutes a vessel of importance. Sharei pachin ktalim metzinim bo'el amet. If you have small vessels that have a cavity the size of a tefach, then those earthenware vessels, if they're sealed, can protect what's inside of them, even if they're in a tent with the deceased, where the tumah spreads throughout the tent. It will not affect what's within these small vessels. So that's a new gemara. Okay.